USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As coronavirus cases continue to rise across the country, White House health experts are urging several states to scale back. Florida has set a new daily record for coronavirus deaths and added more than 9,000 new confirmed cases of the virus. But Governor Ron DeSantis said his state has been making progress.
If you look at the number of people that are considered cases and have tested positive, that's only a fraction of the number of people that have been infected.
Dr. Deborah Birx from the White House Coronavirus Task Force is once again urging governors in certain states to close bars and limit indoor seating.
You may have been exposed, and you don't want to bring the one that brings the virus home.
Four more Miami Marlin players have now tested positive for the coronavirus. That brings the total number of Marlin team members infected to 15. This is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get four free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, a no BS home defense report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.